And now, getting ready to talk to a hero.
Oh, how about that? Great. He's exactly right. That's a great transition. Did want to say Danny West, we'll get to him next week. He did send us the list of some of the recruits that were there yesterday. He said what we said. You could give them tickets, but you can't communicate with them. I had some really good players here yesterday. They got to see a good game. Also, Heather Baker, we're going to move Heather back a little bit. She's flexible because we do have somebody special here. And our good friend Mike Hager, who is head of the Arkansas State Police, longtime friend of mine, and he had called and let us know about this story that has still not gotten out yet, to be honest with you. But we're joined by Kylie Sutton. Good morning, Kylie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So this is the first time you've ever done a radio show.
Yes.
Now, you're from Rogers.
I am.
Now, so, Mike, can I ask her, can I just sort of ask her what happened, how this thing happened? And I just want to be careful.
Yeah, sure. And we talked off air. This case technically is still open. It's at the prosecutor's office. So there's some detail that, you know, we don't need to go into. But, yeah, absolutely.
Because Mike sort of shared already. And it was so – first of all, let's do this. Did you have a good time at the game last night?
Absolutely. It was a great game. And it was a really good crowd, too. And everybody was so nice.
And I presume you're staying at the Wyndham at Frank's Place?
We are, and it's beautiful. And your staff is amazing, by the way.
Did you put her in the room with the jacuzzi?
No.
Well, so the reason you're here, Mike told the story about a trooper that was a little bit in distress, fighting a bigger man, and she was maybe a little bit in trouble, and people were driving by, nobody was stopping, but you stopped. So if you could just take us to that moment, you're driving down that highway in Northwest Arkansas, and tell us what you saw and what you did.
So I was going down the bypass, and I saw a trooper had somebody pulled over on the side of the road. So you're supposed to get over a lane, you know, to give them a space to walk back and forth to the car. So I was trying to do that. Nobody was letting me in, obviously. But when I drove by, in between the cars, all I saw were two sets of feet on the ground. And I was like, well, that's not supposed to be happening. And then when I drove by, I saw that he had her, and that wasn't okay with me.
You could tell that this was not looking positive right now, right?
Right.
Okay. And by the way, too, how big are you, if you don't mind? Let's describe it. So if people can go to the camera and see on our webcam, by the way, please do that now. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whichever. So how big
Twitch.
Are you?
Twitch. I'm about 5'2", buck 10.
Okay, 5'2", buck 10. So so you saw that she was probably about the same size as you were, right? You saw that. Mm-hmm. So what happened next?
I saw that he had her. And so I pulled over because they were on the ground, you know, fighting. And so I went over there and tried to do my best to help her get out of that situation so she could call her people.
What did you do? He was on top of her, so you leapt, right? You jumped on his back, is that right?
A little bit, yeah.
Something to that effect?
Yeah, because he was on top of her, and, like, trying to pin her down, and so I just grabbed his arm and his back and pulled him off to the side to give her some time so she could radio.
Did you scream? Did you yell? Did you get? Could you tell he was shocked or stunned? Or
he wasn't even looking at me. He was just staring at her the whole time. But he had the type of eyes that make you not feel very comfortable. Like, the way he was looking at her was not okay with me, and it made me scared for her.
So when you hit him, you knocked him off. That gave her that moment,
mm-hmm.
and that's all she needed. But
yeah.
When you went to the ground, did you lock on? Did you hold on, or what happened?
I kind of just wrapped around, like, his shoulder and underneath his arm and tried to, like, pull his hands off of her and hold, because he kept trying to, like, grab at her,
right,
and grab at her body and, like, kick her and stuff. And so I was just trying to hold down his shoulder and pull back his arm so he couldn't keep grabbing at her,
mm-hmm.
so she could get a second to call, because she is so strong. She's an amazing woman, and she is sassy, and she had been dealing with him for a while.
So
and I was like, my girl just needs a second. Somebody just help her get a second.
So when you locked him in like that, you held on. You could see that was giving her a second.
Mm-hmm.
What happened from there?
After she was able to call, he started trying to kick her in the face.
Because you were taking care of his upper body, so
mm-hmm.
he had his legs free.
Yeah, and he hit her in the face, and he started to get a lot worse. So she was like, ma'am, go ahead and go to the front of the car because she didn't want me to get hurt. And so it gave her that second that she needed to call. And I swear it was like a blink of an eye later. We had people there.
Oh, it's that close. So when that happened, she made the call. All of a sudden people were there. Mm-hmm. What did the guy do at that point? Did he try to run? Did he keep fighting or what?
He was still trying to fight her. Yeah. She got him to sit down, and he was sitting there, and so she started to try and do the process of getting him under control when everybody started to pull up. That I was in the front of the car at that time, though.
Was your adrenaline, I mean, just to get out of the car, did your adrenaline just go crazy, or were you calm?
It's actually really funny. I didn't think twice about it. Like, it just seemed very simple to me, and I was like, well, this guy has a lady in the headlock, and that's not cool. I'm not very interested in letting that play out. And
instincts.
So I just,
instincts took over. Now, you have brothers. Did you grow up with brothers? Do you wrestle? Do you do anything physical that would cause you to go have the confidence, I can do this?
I have a very strong mother and father, and I have a Marine grandpa.
So the Marine grandpa.
We're just a bit of a sassy bunch, and we don't like people being mean to other people. Like, it just doesn't compute to me to do something wrong to somebody. And so when you see somebody that needs a friend, help them out.
So once things settled down, what happened from there?
Oh, I was shaking like a leaf.
So at that point, it started hitting you what you had done, and so you started sort of feeling it. How long did it take you to calm down after that?
It took me a hot minute, I'm not going to lie. Because once she had me go to the front of the car shortly after they pulled up, and of course the officers that came, they didn't know who I was from Adam, you know.
Right.
They're like, get on the ground. I said, yes, sir, okay. I'm going to wait right here. I'll be right here if you need me.
They didn't know what was happening,
exactly.
Right? Those officers came up. They don't know who you are, what you had done.
Yeah.
And then I can't imagine what happened when the officer came back, the trooper came back. Oh. If that had to be, I don't know, you remember what she said to you besides thank you?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the male officer that told me to get down. He was like, I am so sorry.
No,
come with me. I'll get you a water. And you can come sit.
What did she say to you the first time she saw you?
I just got to talk to her for a second before she went and got checked out, but I just gave her a hug. I don't know if she was a hugger or not, but I gave her a hug.
Yeah.
I was like, is your face okay? Like, did he hit you too hard? She's like, I'm okay. She's a very strong lady. She's like, no, I'm good.
But thank you.
Yeah.
But she said,
oh my
you.
Gosh. Yeah.
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 That
yeah.
Was
we hugged and she's like, thank you. Like, I appreciated that.
Mike, have you know, these kind of stories, occasionally you hear about this, these kind of stories happening, but not normally you don't see a small female jumping out of a car to assist another the female trooper.
Right. No. And that's what stood out to us. So anytime we have a trooper involved in a significant incident, or especially if we have one injured. And our trooper was injured in this incident, so I got a call about it. And I don't remember if it was that evening or the next day that I'm with members of the command staff and we watched this video. And to put in perspective what Kylie did, we counted more than 70 vehicles that passed by, and they'd been fighting for several minutes. And then out of nowhere, you see this little bitty female run up there and jump on this guy's back. And we're like, who the heck is that? You know, I mean, we were blown away that, you know, she was brave enough to do that. You know, the trooper, we always tell people, you know, our troopers take an oath, and they have sworn an oath to put the citizens above their own safety. So the trooper was in that situation voluntarily. Kylie was not. There was no obligation whatsoever for her to stop and do what she did. So, it was incredible.
We were blown away.
So, I mean, as soon as I saw it, I thought, man, I've got to get in touch with her. And then Mr. Fletcher comes into the scenario. So if you remember back a few months ago, I was here with you guys and I had the opportunity to meet Frank. And off the air, he told me, he said, hey, we're really supportive of the police and we would love to do something for you guys. And almost to the point that he scolded me because I hadn't gotten back with him to give him the names of a trooper or the family. And he said, hey, if you ever have some people going through a hard time, they've been through a, you know, significant incident, he said, we'd love to take care of them. And because of state rules and, you know, there's certain things that we can't do. We can't accept gifts, things like that. But as soon as, you know, I talked to Kylie and immediately I thought, you know what, there's really not a whole lot we can do for her. But I know somebody that would love to. And I called Frank, and I mean immediately, he said, you let me know, you know, who they are. I'm going to get in touch with them. And I mean, the same day, Frank and his staff reached out to Kylie and her mom, and they put them in the hotel for two nights. They're feeding them while they're here. Got them tickets to the Razorback game at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, I think she y'all went to Benihana's yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. We loved it.
Yeah, well, you're going to love tonight. They're going to our Riverfront Steakhouse. And, I mean, we're just so proud to have you, your mom sitting here and to have you all, you guys here. It's a pleasure for us. I'm glad for the opportunity. I hated that you had to go through risking your life, but you know, it's wonderful to meet people that will just, you know, you were willing to do anything. And I know it was all it's just you did it. You didn't think, you just did it. And you know, you didn't know who you were involved with or whatever. You just wanted to help. And so, you know, I think it comes probably from your parents that you grow up like that and you just jump in. And so we're thankful to meet you and to know who you are, and we're going to keep in touch with you for a long time.
I was going to ask, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Collie Sutton, who was willing to help out a trooper that needed some help. We haven't said the trooper's name. Do we not need to say the trooper's name, Mike? I just want to make sure.
No, it's Trooper Alex Duncan. Okay. And she's a hero in her own right.
Mm-hmm. Sure, you bet. I mean, she was having to fight this guy off,
and
too.
There is no backup in Alex. I mean, none.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's tough as nails. Yeah. Tough as nails, too.
She's tough.
Now, I know you didn't have much time to talk then, but when you connected later, did you reach out by phone, or have you guys spent much time around each other?
We've shared a few texts, then I got to see her the mm-hmm. other day at the
Troop L. Yeah, so we went up, our entire command staff went up to Troop L the other day to, we do a series of troop meetings at least once a year just to go out and visit with the guys. And so we reached out to Kylie and asked if she could come over and see everyone. Everybody that works for our department wants to meet Kylie, and they want to thank her personally. So our commissioners were there. Our two of our commissioners were there. Our entire command staff was there. So Kylie got to come out, visit with Alex, visit with the command staff, and it was great to see them reconnect.
Well, we haven't asked what you do for a living, but have you thought about law enforcement at this point?
I'm trying. I've already told her.
What do you do for a living?
I am actually a caretaker for my grandpa.
Okay.
And then
the Marine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And my first best friend.
Yes.
And then I just work like part-time customer service.
What did he have to say? Is he able to understand what you did?
Yeah.
And what was his comment to you?
He got choked up. He was proud of me. He said, good girl. That's what you're supposed to do. And that's exactly it. Like, I feel like that's my biggest point is she's amazing. She is very competent in her job. She is a strong woman, intelligent, can hold her own, and I'm so proud of her. And the only thing that I want to come out of this is like, we just need to look out for each other.
Right.
We need to have each other's backs, especially girls, you know.
Yeah.
We gotta look out for each other.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how big or small you are. What does granddad say? He says it doesn't matter the size of the dog in the fight, but it's the size of the fight in the dog.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's definitely a fighter, and I'm so proud of her. We just need to look out for each other.
Now, there's a chance, Mike, because this story is just now getting out at this point, and I think we're probably one of the first shows that has done anything publicly about this. Is that right?
Yes.
So I have a funny feeling, Roger, don't you think, and Frank, that once bigger news organizations hear about this, they're going to want to do some stories on this. Don't you think, Mike, this will probably will happen once it goes through whatever legal means it has to do? But I think it's an amazing story. Do you know that may happen, that's a possibility because it's such a unique story?
I've been told. Whatever
you're
happens.
You're fine with that.
Yeah, as long as she gets the recognition that she deserves.
Yeah, you don't want to take away anything from her because she was doing a great job.
But
it was meant to be for you to stop mm-hmm. by because you know what telling might have happened. I think it's interesting for those who missed it. What's the phrase, Mike? You said 50 seconds. What was the time thing you talked about?
Yeah, so in law enforcement training, we have at the end of like troop school, they'll do a drill where they have to get in full uniform and they grapple or ground fight. And it's called a 50-second fit. And the reason that number is significant statistically, after you fight a suspect, you know, if it goes beyond that 50-second mark, things are going to go bad. And, you know, it's either going to escalate into a higher use of force or the suspect is going to be able to overpower the officer, get their weapon, things like that. Mm-hmm. So to put it in perspective, I think this incident went about 4.5 minutes.
Wow.
It was a long time. And the reason that we have recruits do that is just to show them how tired you will be, you know, while you're doing that. So. For Kylie to stop and help in that time of need, you know, I have full confidence and full faith in Alex. And one thing, you know, Roger and I were talking about off the air, that if you watch at the end of that video, even after, you know, Kylie got there and helped, you know, Alex is more flexible than I am, obviously, because she's like coming out of left field with knee strikes.
Is that right?
She's still actively fighting. Oh, yeah. So, you know, very proud of her. But the point is, you know, I don't care how big the man is. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you fight with somebody for that length of time, you're exhausted.
He could have easily gotten her gun.
And he was
bad things happen.
Bad things happen. That's right.
Well, the other part of that story that's amazing, too, is the fact that you had the number of cars passed. You know, Roger, we always think, what would we do if we were in that, you know, if you were driving on the highway, what would we do? Would we you would like to think, Kylie, that we would all stop, but apparently you had 69 vehicles.
Well, I was telling Mike, I said,
they did not.
We see it all the time. And I was telling, as I mentioned to the Colonel, I'd like to think that I would help.
I know, right.
Because we see it all the time.
Yeah.
And not knowing what you did when you got there, I'm telling the Colonel, well, how do we let the police officer know? Because the other officers don't know that you're one of the helpers when they get there.
Yeah,
you're in plain clothes.
Yeah.
And if Mike were to get out of a vehicle in plain clothes, how does he let another officer know that he is there to help?
You can't. I mean, they just tell you to lay down.
Well, no, I'm talking about when you get there and when you're the initial person. Did you say anything at all like, I'm asking Mike, hey, I'm here to help? I mean, when you say something like that.
Yeah, I think my appearance gave it away a little bit. I was just
when you
like,
jumped on his back.
Well, I walked up and I looked at her. I said, hey. And she gave me instructions.
You could see.
Oh, okay. Outstanding. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I walked up and I was like, hey. And then I got down and she told me what she needed help with. And
but I love the fact that you locked him up.
Yeah.
You locked
him
up, upper body, took him to the side.
Oh, yeah. It made me mad because I turned my head around to do something she was telling me to. And I turned back around. And in just that moment that I turned around to look behind me, he turned over and tried to, like, put her on her back and was trying to get on top of her. And that made me mad. I said, the audacity.
He said, the audacity.
The audacity. And so that just, I'm not okay with that. And so...
Yes, it really is.
Tammy, I know you didn't want to get on the mic. You want to say something? You sure? You know, she says she doesn't want to. She says she doesn't want to. I know you're proud of it. That's all. That's enough.
It's amazing. Not all heroes wear capes. We hear it all the time.
That's right. That's right.
To be able to, when you see her and you see the officer, and again, knowing what we just heard overnight with what happened in Texas, with an officer killed and two others shot and wounded, not knowing if that can happen to you, you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
You're a hero. And I mean, I know you might not want to hear it, but I'm getting goosebumps. Proud to hear your story and to know your grandfather, the hero that he is, being in the Marines and all that. And so, God bless you.
I will tell him his name is Bill Sutton.
Bill Sutton.
He'd be very proud to hear that. I'll let him know.
Well, we're getting a lot of people. Frank Artie, I see Double R's listening. Steve Sullivan's listening. They all love the story. I see that there's a journalist who wants to do a story in AY Magazine already. And anyway, I'm just saying, once this story gets out, because you don't hear about this very much. It's very, very rare for this to happen on the side of a road, especially involving a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so thank you for stopping by. Frank, I think it's so great that you're able to.
I'm a very small part. I like for the story to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because it teaches people that there are humans that care about other people and will risk their life. And this story needs to get big because right now we got a kind of a divided world. And what you did is like old time stuff that needs to happen every day. And you know, you're just a great person, and you just need to take in all the praise you're going to get because all of us need to see you as an example.
That's
the end of the story, is for other people to see that bravery and how much is needed in today.